T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere.
Well, the Bruins needed a Superman last night, and, well, it didn't really happen. 1206, Gresh and Fourier here with you. We're into the lunchtime hour. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter, Gresh Fourier, W-E-E-I. Instagram, Gresh and Fourier. And, Christian, I know we spent some time really unpacking the Celtics and what went on there with Jaylen Brown and missing the free throws and all that, but let's give the Bees a little love. They did lose in Tampa last night, 3-2. Victor Hedman ended up scoring the game winner. You had a couple of different things that went down. Brandon Carlo kind of running in, or some were saying on Twitter, running over Linus Allmark at one point, helps Tampa score. There was also a pretty bad missed stick interference call. And I know David Krejci talked about that after the game. But look, 3-2, tough loss, tough game. And when you think about the Celtics and, you think about the Bruins and this little run that they're in here before the All-Star game, I'm not panicked at all about the Bruins losing. They got a tough couple of games coming up this weekend. And as Razor told us on Thursday, you know, a real schedule leading into the All-Star break. But first time you lose to Tampa this year, I wish the officiating was better, and that wasn't a part of the story.
No, and it's funny, when you look at the games that they lose, there's always something kind of fluky, going on. It's just like it's this weird outlier. It's not like, you know, one against one.
It's just this weird.
Yeah, it's not. There's always something attached to their losses, and this one in particular, I felt like, you know, the stick interference at the faceoff with Stamkos against Krejci, I thought was obvious at that point in time. The score was 1-1. They get the goal. They go up 2-1. They go ahead and get it right back. Right away. What is it? Pasta to Krejci, and Krejci to Zaka. And then they tie it up. And then again, obviously, they end up losing later on in that period.
Zaka's had a good month. Real good month.
Yeah, but I just thought it was – I wanted to play this because I thought it was the actual call from Jack Edwards with the stick interference. Here it is.
I know David Krejci didn't appreciate this puck drop by the linesman. Tampa certainly did.
Wow.
And David Krejci still staring him down. He wants an explanation on this puck drop. I mean, how many times have we seen the whistle get blown when there's been drops like that, Jack? They let this play go, and it happened quick.
Krejci, did Stamkos' stick go on your stick during that faceoff?
I didn't see the replay, but I felt like he went straight for my stick before the, you know, the puck touched the ice. You're not allowed to do that. I got kicked out for that many times, but I don't want to accuse the ref because that's how I felt, but I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so can you be a hockey nerd? Do you have the ability to be like a real hockey nerd, or do we have to call Ray's on the show? Can you nerd out with hockey just as well as football?
In certain moments, yeah.
Okay,
because I wonder where the hell you're going now.
Well, I'm just curious about, like, you know, about the protocol on that play. So he's blaming the ref for the drop. And he should have blown the whistle and said, ah, it's my bad, start over again.
I thought it was a crappy drop.
Okay, that was my question.
But I also think, too,
that superstars are going to get away with a little bit of stick interference in those situations, especially at home.
I thought that one was like, that was more than like a, you know, like a, an accident. I mean, that was, you know, intentional.
No, it's just a, wait, you think
that? I thought that
Stamkos, you looked at it.
I looked at it.
I thought
you
were talking about the ref. I'm like,
well,
oh my
he,
God.
It seems like Krejci was talking about the ref, and then Jack and those guys were talking about the ref. And then, but then I went back and looked at it. It seemed intentional on Stamkos that he purposely went to block Krejci, thus getting the quick pass and then giving up the goal. That's why I thought that's where the interference. I thought it was less about the ref than it was more about Stamkos cheating.
No, and that happens all the time on the dot. Like $10 Shake in the Twitch chat says it was an illegal faceoff. Stamkos should have been tossed, but that's not why they lost the game. But fine. Stamkos should have been tossed out of there.
Oh, no. I get it. I know. It's like a bunch of other stupid things that the refs miss. And it's like, in the end, well, we didn't lose the game because of one play.
No.
Because you ended up tying it up, and now it's back to even. There was plenty of time for you to close it out and win, or at least, you know, go into overtime. But no. To me, that's what stood out to me, and the whole idea that some sort of weird circumstance that most teams don't deal with, like they don't ever just get their ass beat, like mm-hmm. that never happens. So they win the regular season series against the Lightning, which probably some sort of precursor to the playoffs.
Let's see what version of the Lightning are out there for the playoffs. It could be better, it could be much better, or it could be the same. Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, in terms of how did the Bruins lose last night, or maybe why they lost last night, after the game on Ness and Jim Montgomery shed some light.
Yeah, I think we got caught a little bit being over aggressive, but on entries like that, we try to be really aggressive and try and pressure on entries and give them credit. That's a high end pass there.
I know he's talking about the final goal, but look, we have embraced as a loving Bruins community. We got to go Joe Mazzulla. I told you I love you today.
I love you, man.
But as a Bruins community, we have embraced the new philosophy of the defenseman being able to get much more involved in the play. That's why you want forwards that have the ability to play defense, especially in the middle, because then those D-men can kind of jump in there.
Nerds.
But it's also the time where you can have issues, or you can catch yourself flat-footed or coming back the other way. I thought this was a really competitive game, top to bottom.
Yeah.
I did. A couple of missed calls here and there from the officials, but ultimately, like you mentioned, it were things. You know, Carlo bumping into Allmark, right? You got to give Tampa credit. They're pretty freaking talented. Like a lot of people in the Twitch chat and even a couple of texters been like, hey, man, like Stamkos is the real deal. And you're on the road. You're in their building. He's going to get away with some of that stuff. They should have kicked him out. And sometimes the officials just have a bad night.
No.
Because I think in the NFL it's a little different where you have that whole week to prepare. The expectations might be a little higher. Whereas with these NHL guys, you know, doing a couple games a week, they're going to have a stinker here or there. It's no different than a player.
Well, and that's why I don't really lose any sleep over this, and I don't think they will either, because they lose so infrequently that the losses become magnified. And I think most people with this team understand that. Listen, you have to play your damn best to beat them.
No, you do.
And then even if they have a bad day, they're still going to be in it at the end. That's how good they are. So fine. You have this road trip. You've beaten them twice already. So, of course, they have this unbelievable desire to prove that they're better than you. Of course, it's like from beginning to end. Carlo backs up into Allmark and is like, four guys standing around and they give up a goal.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I tripped over my shoelaces before the goal line.
No, it doesn't happen all the time. And, you know, I do think if you want to beat the Bruins, you better win the neutral zone. Now, I know it's the whole, oh, you're a scorer, dummy. Okay, everybody understands that. But you need to win that middle part of the ice, I think, to be able to have a chance against these Bs. And the Bruins, by the way, will be very busy this weekend. On Saturday, they're taking on the Florida Panthers. And on Sunday, they're heading to Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. And then a Wednesday in Toronto. And then you get downtime for the All-Star Game. And next Thursday, when we talk about Andrew Raycroft, he will tell us why the NHL All-Star Game just sucks pond water right now. It used to be one of my favorites, and now
just like some of the other ones, just flush it down the hopper. Celtics are going to try to flush their third straight loss right down the can. They lose to the Knicks last night, 120-117. Of course, people making a big deal about two-point game. Here you go, one-point game. Jaylen Brown, free throw line, misses two free throws late. Ends up, you know, really, I think there are a lot of people who are like, close and late, I don't want Jaylen Brown at the free throw line. And after the game,
I love you.
Yeah, there you go, Joe Mazzulla. When it was the whole, what did you tell Jaylen? I love you and I believe in you. Which does not sit well with Fourier.
I don't know. Don't you think it's
Daughters. I would have thought you would have been much more sensitive
and
to it.
And no, I am. It just seems like, I just feel like he's trying too hard. Okay, it feels like a tad bit forced for me. He missed two easy free. Oh, okay, is that an oxymoron? Two easy free throws?
Yeah. I'd like to think that there are a lot of people walking around the planet right now who are thinking I can make two free throws.
I'll just lean on you
for this one. Do it with 20,000 people.
If you have no one but yourself to blame. If you want to be considered on the same level of Jason Tatum, then when you get in these clutch moments where it's like imperative that you make the shot. You gotta have to at least make one of the two.
My bigger issue with last night is that you're missing Marcus Smart. It's now evident. Ball handling's been an issue. I know you got certain people back last night, but without Marcus Smart right now, it feels like this team is, I look well before overtime. I know they got on that heater in the fourth quarter to push it to OT, but you're starting to see Marcus Smart missing from this lineup, and it's kind of added up the past three games.
Yeah,
I would still say ball handler.
First of all, they don't have anyone who can guard Julius Randle. That was a major issue. He made Al Horford look like he's 70. Okay, that's what I felt like. You're talking about this young kid, strong, physical, and Al is a pretty good defender. Especially when guys go to the rim, he has a tendency and a knack for getting those blocks either in front or behind. They had no answer for Julius Randle.
Randle feels like a feast or famine guy. If he's knocking down threes, then he's great. If he's 2 for 9, he doesn't bring much. We are going to continue with the football. We've got the Bruins and the Celtics and, of course, the Patriots to get into as well. Conference championship weekend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Please don't stop the music.
Oh, yeah. Joe Judge, Matt Patricia, and Bill O'Brien walk in, and this is playing. They're dancing as uncomfortably as Foyer is on the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEI.
What do you think
Joe Judge looks like when he's trying to dance?
He's so uptight. He won't. No, he's the one that says, I'm not dancing. He's like you. I'm not dancing.
I never went to a
situation. I'm not dancing.
I never put myself in a situation to where I could dance anyway.
Oh, I love dancing. Loved them.
Other than one wedding. The second one was in and out in the express lane, but that was about it.
Oh, man.
My brother's wedding, because so my sister-in-law's uncle is Tim McClellan, the baseball umpire. So remember the guy, if you remember George Brett and the pine tar incident?
Yeah.
That was Tim McClellan.
Oh, okay.
Tim is a good 6'7". He is a big man. His kids are big, all that stuff. Well, anyway, like, my brother got married. He's at one, and he'll stay there because they're working. You know, they get it done. My brother and my sister-in-law. But we were drunk enough that Tim McClellan and I might have been, like, doing some dancing at the wedding. It was, like, Funky Chicken stuff or something like that. So, like, the two biggest people that are there are out there throwing elbows on the floor.
See, I think there's a couple. Thank you. I knew this was for me, right? Because this is, I'd be like, let's go dance. I'm like my.
Oh, yeah. Here's what
I'm
you
like,
are.
Let's go.
No, here's what.
Let's go. I got my drink. I'm like,
here's
what's
Christian.
Up?
Yeah.
Right here. And I'm pointing to my drink.
Christian
as I'm
is
dancing.
Like, I don't know if you've gone through this. And my wife might be listening, and she knows that I bring this up every once in a while. I'm not the whole huge on going out and stuff like that, but we like met one of her friends like probably 8 years ago at like some burger place in downtown Providence, and she was sitting at the bar waiting for me to get there. And when I got there, it was they throw the hands in the air and scream like they're getting electrocuted.
Oh,
that's you. But that's you
bit.
On the dance.
Yes. 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 Yeah. It's
throw
actually,
the hands in the
it's
air.
Actually, it's actually Terp and I. It's Terp and I. Like, we're doing that together. We're like,
no.
Dude, let's go. Okay, listen. Okay, you see that? Okay, I'll go this way, and let's form a circle, and we'll just start, and then maybe they'll notice us.
We got some ambitious plans coming up.
We do.
And we're going to hit them.
Yes. Just wait till the summer, Terp.
Oh, I'm ready.
Summer, that's
I
my
am
sweet
ready.
Spot. That is
you,
my sweet spot.
You two guys can go out in the summer and do your thing.
I'm going to put
you
Terp in a tank top.
And Terp,
let's
you
do
can
it.
Get, you can get tips from Fourier on how to recruit femininas and stuff like that. Meanwhile, Billy and I might have a bowling night once a month.
There you go.
That's about it.
There. But there is only a couple.
And if we could connect, it might even be Wii bowling. I would like the thing
league.
In the
chair.
You guys aren't going to leave your house. I'm getting you. You guys are both heading out.
I leave.
Like, you are actually, both of you are.
I leave my house every day. Every day.
You got to get out more, Gresh. You got to force the issue. You work too much.
For
that's
what?
Your problem. You work too much.
Oh, yeah, because I like
work
money.
Too much. You work too much.
I'd
like
rather
money
have
also,
money than friends.
And I actually need it more than you do, for
well,
the record.
Okay, that okay. is that
that's
is very true on
okay.
a number of levels.
Okay,
that I will not argue.
But we got to get you out. But just like a show night. Like, how about like once every 3 months?
No, way too much.
What?
Way
Wait,
did
you guys,
too much.
Do you guys ever do you guys do Christmas dinner as a show? Do you guys ever do that? You guys ever, hey, let's, you know,
no.
thank the baby Jesus for giving his life to us. And
I
blah, blah,
have
blah.
Worked with probably 20 different people. I've never done that ever in my life.
Oh,
ever.
Man, that's going to change.
I'll tell you what.
That is going to change.
Now, there was a spastic former NFLer that I used to work with.
Yeah.
Where there was a New Year's Eve. However, I was kind of wandering amiss. Like, I just come out of, like, I was getting ready to go through divorce and, like, go down to New York and all that kind of stuff to, like, work at Satellite Land. So that was more of a, like, I wasn't attached. I didn't have anything to do. There was a Patriots game the next day that we had to be a part of. So I ended up crashing there. The next thing you know, we got completely hammered. I got stuck in the slide. We had a great night.
See, there you go.
But
see,
that
the
was
best
fun. It was one time. It was great fun.
And then you never want to do it again.
Now I'm like responsible. I got things to do. Plus, you get older, you're like, guess what I value? Do I want to go out and be like, and scream on the dance floor? Or would I like a couple extra hours of
well,
sleep?
Well, we could have fun without getting stuck in the slide.
Yeah.
That's
why do
no
we have,
problem.
Why do we have to get stuck in the slide?
What's the point?
There's listen, Terp.
We'll have fun. You'll get Terp stuck in the slide at a Burger King.
I would love I would love to bring like Gresh to like one like New York clubs where like you had like the line and everybody's trying to get in and like
it just, even when I worked there.
See him.
Oh no way!
Oh, this is stupid.
No,
this
you're
is
right.
Stupid.
Yep. If I don't know,
Terp's gonna talk to the bouncer.
If I don't know anybody, if I don't know anybody on the inside to be able to get me in, forget about it.
Oh, we'll make sure we know people so you get in.
Don't worry about it. We'll get in.
We've got you covered. Don't worry, Gresh.
Yeah. I'm gonna wrap myself tonight in the comfort that I know that you guys are on it to try to get me to do something. That
aren't you gonna be 50 soon?
I got 2 more years.
Oh, we got 2 years of planet.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Listen to you. Yes. My worst fear is that you're somehow going to meet my wife because my wife and you think similarly in terms of fun.
Hmm. Well, then I like her already.
Well, but that's what I'm worried about is that she's like, oh, I'm just going to do a surprise party for you once. I'm like, God, don't do that.
Yep.
Like the surprise party for like a monumental birthday.
Yeah, 50. That's an awesome surprise.
Can I honestly tell you, and Terp, save this. I would rather drink strychnine and play with the serpents with the people in church in Mississippi than I would have something like that.
Oh, you're such a grouch.
It's not a grouch.
You're such a grouch. Yes, people want to have a good time in your honor.
I'm okay with being myself.
Listen, here's the thing with surprise parties, and I'll let it go after this. It's really not about you anyways. The person who throws the surprise party really just wants to have an excuse to have a party.
That's really what it is.
So,
that is very much
so
my
So when
life.
It happens, when just know it's more about me than it is about you.
You know what? There's normally, for the red seats that we have, there's normally an extra ticket of the 4. If you ever want to sit there and drink with her, Keith Benner, first thing she did is be like, what are you drinking? And handed him 2 of them. And he's like, I got to drive home. She's like, well, I don't care. That's my worry.
Lots of time to work on it.
Bill, some are worried about the Patriots finishing the staff around Bill O'Brien. I know there are stories out there on the interwebs foyer saying that now it becomes staff hires. Nick Caley got an interview here to be the OC. He didn't get hired.
Optics.
We know, right. So it feels like that guy's going to go. I know they have all of these kind of junior level coaches that are in the I told you from the beginning that after thinking about it, once they got Bill O'Brien in, Bill O'Brien's going to be evaluating guys like Vinny Sinceri and people like that and think, who are the guys that I might want to keep around on this roster? Does it really matter? Does it matter if Bill O'Brien has say in terms of who comes in? He's going to be the OC and the quarterback coach. Is there another position on that offensive staff that Bill O'Brien or that Bill Belichick should allow Bill O'Brien to basically kind of, well, I'll okay it, but you can pick the guy that you want for this role?
I think he should have complete and utter control of who's on the offensive staff.
So you think he should have either say
Absolutely.
Or make the pick
I think,
for
yes.
all those guys?
Yes. I don't know what your experience has been with coaches that inherit other coaches. Sometimes there's a connection. Sometimes there's like a reputation that precedes them and is like, oh, I've heard a lot about you. You're a great coach. We don't really need to talk. He's ultimately responsible for everything. I would just want to make sure I don't have some leftover guy that was kind of like, you know, came up the ranks from some succession plan that Bill created that was never any good, and it was obvious that it needed to be a change. That's me. I would really have to vet the hell out of these guys. I just don't want any, I don't want any stragglers. I don't want any like dead weight. And you know what? This offense has been under enough scrutiny as it is for me to leave anything to chance.
All right, so
that's me.
All right, that is you. However, is it fait accompli that Troy Brown will be here as like the wide receivers coach?
I think Troy Brown is here regardless. He's in the building.
He'll
I
have
think
a
he's,
role.
He's like, yeah, he's like one of those guys where like he's a legacy type guy, and you know he'll be in the building.
But if you're a Bill O'Brien, do you have to put him through the paces as a coach, or is there? Hey, I know you played here, like the whole, you know what we do,
I can trust you.
Yeah, we'll see. Though I don't think they all need to be. They all need to be interviewed. They all need to be evaluated. They all need to be judged and graded. Okay, so and I don't think that I think with a guy like Bill O'Brien who has been here in the past, probably has a really good understanding who Troy Brown is.
Yeah.
Okay. And I wonder if since I left, Troy was doing TV. When he left, Troy was doing TV. He really wasn't doing much of anything.
But can he talk to players? Can he
just coach the position? Now, I do think there's a lot of bad coaches out there. They just don't know how to explain it. I would say I think it's important. They don't know how to explain it.
What a great line.
The worst coaches.
So many bad coaches out there.
There are. You know there are. There's a ton of them. I will say this. The worst coaches have a tendency to be the most successful former players.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make sense? Like, use baseball for an example. I would think that the best hitters have a tendency to be the worst hitting coaches. Hey, what the hell is wrong with you? Just hit it. Like, when nothing works, just hit it. Why can't you just hit it?
Well,
because my hand-eye coordination isn't as good as yours. I'm just not born a gifted hitter. And things I need better teaching.
Dude, Larry Bird led a team to the finals. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I do think there's a lot of that in coaching.
Because, like, there's Vinny Sinceri, who's the running backs coach. And Kaylee was the tight ends coach. And, like, I'm still looking on the Patriots offensive coaches on Patriots.com. And it still says senior football advisor, offensive line, Matt Patricia. Offensive assistant quarterbacks, Joe Judge. It's still got the whole sort of group up there. And then there were a couple of guys who were like offensive assistants or whatnot. So at worst, okay, let's say Vinny Sinceri and Troy Brown stay here and they're in their roles at running backs and wide receiver. You'll need a tight ends coach. And to me, the biggest hire, who's going to be your O-line coach? Who's going to be that guy that's going to walk in that Bill O'Brien knows can teach it inside and out, knows how to communicate the verbiage? You and I talked about that yesterday, and it's probably worth bringing back a little bit because, yeah, we did sort of – actually, it was so good, we didn't even throw it into, like, the football nerd stuff. But I want to revisit
yesterday. We can save it.
No, but I want to revisit because we did it late yesterday, and it really only takes a couple of minutes. You were nice enough in our text string to throw in, like, a play sheet – from the AFC Championship game for against Indianapolis, yep. I do believe, correct? And if you look at the calls on there, you could see that the system, pretty easy to understand. I know you and I was only in college. I know you were in the pros. But a lot of similarities to the stuff that we've run just in terms of number system, things like that. Certain things mean whatever to offensive lines. Bill O'Brien, I'm assuming, is going to go back to a lot of what you guys used to do. But from the verbiage standpoint, isn't that where these guys really got to know how to communicate? Because teaching technique is teaching technique. And by the time guys get to the pros, a lot of it is staying disciplined, tightening it up, or maybe changing a couple little things on the fly. But on the whole, isn't it, I got to get these guys assignment sound so they know what the hell's going on. And you did a good job yesterday of telling everybody about, hey, the difference between the way Matt Patricia was doing it with a lot of words versus the way Bill O'Brien's going to do it, it's automatically going to make things easier for the offensive line.
It will make it easier. And just to go back to the coaching as far as how they teach it, right? Because I think my guess would be the only new face is the O-line coach.
Interesting.
That would be my guess. I would think that he would have mercy on the guys that were already there.
What do they do with tight ends? You think they try to bring Kaylee back?
Didn't you say that, like, you know, Hunter Henry was talking, you know.
Oh, he loves him some Nick Kaylee.
So I think, you know, and I think, like, if they bring in a new guy, is it automatically going to mean that they're going to get more production out of the tight end grouping? Like, I know, I think the production is going to come from the start, the OC, and it'll trickle its way down. If Nick Kaylee wants to stay, you probably keep him. Vinny Sinceri as a running backs coach. I mean, it's like the easiest position to coach. Like, just sorry to all those running back coaches out there. Like, when in doubt, just make somebody miss.
Ivan Fear's line one for you, by the way.
I mean, like, really, like, I'm sure it's, like, harder than I'm making out to be, but it's like, listen, I'm going to hand you off the ball. Okay, and now you run. Okay, well, how fast do you want me to run? Well, as fast as you can. Right. But what if somebody tries to tackle me? Well, avoid them. Okay. Well, what
with running backs, it's teaching ball security and pass protection in a lot of ways.
That's the most important thing. Who do I have?
Right.
That always and the new exactly. And like, how do I approach the separation gap when those guys are blitzing me?
It feels like that O-line hire, that's got to be a home run.
Well, let's put them together. The two biggest problems were the offensive line and the play calling, and I'll add the quarterback in there. Those are the two biggest problems. Easily the two biggest problems were those two areas.
Not even close.
The guys that you had running those places, those was Billy Yates and his, I guess, Matt Patricia. Neither one of them are any good at it. So bring somebody in new that Bill O'Brien says, I like this guy. Okay? So I think that's a no-brainer, and it feels like it's going to be Clem. I don't know anything about Clem as far as whether he's good or not.
That kind of runs contrary to what you said, just in terms of the, you know, hey, somebody that Bill O'Brien's comfortable with or whatever. Who amongst, I mean, I don't know.
He's going to interview him. He's going to treat him. Now,
he gets another interview to come in to be the O-line coach?
Who, another
like
person?
Clem? Yeah. No, meaning that Clem's got to re-interview, like he interviewed for the OC job.
Did he not interview with Bill O'Brien?
It says here, Clem interviewed for the OC job and is expected to meet with the Patriots again for a different role. Well,
that would be it.
It said, Clem's O-line run coordinator at Oregon, spent times on Mike Tomlin's Steelers staff, all kinds of stuff sort of run down there. But I know that there was an article on Nesson.com just in terms of some of the guys that could be considered. Adrian Clem is one of them. I don't know if you know this dude, Eric Wolford. He wasn't with O'Brien in Houston, but he was the O-line coach at Alabama this season. Wolford had a 5-year stint as the head coach at Youngstown State. His O-line coach was the guy that the Patriots punted, that Carmen Brasillo guy.
That was during COVID, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. I don't think he wanted the jab, I think it was, or something like that. So they let Brasillo go. He is now a Raiders assistant. But that is another name that has been kind of attached. John Perry's another name. He's a Mass guy, friend of Belichick, friend of Schiano, that whole tree. So maybe there are some names there. However, I think you might be right. I think they're going to try to lure Adrian Clem back out of the college game.
Yeah, I feel like that'll be the case, and they'll probably end up leaving the other guys there. It seems like just less moving parts. You know, you bring some guys in there like Troy. I just don't think is going to leave. Sinceri, it doesn't look like he's getting another job.
Let me add to the theory on Adrian Clem. National Signing Day in college football is Wednesday.
Is it?
And
it's February 1st.
And he is, I think, like assistant head coach out there, O-line coach. So you wait till signing day's done.
Trick the kids.
Yep.
Hey, I'm not leaving. And then you leave as soon as they sign.
Yep.
Oh, man.
College football, I tell you what.
They're shady, man.
Is that wrong? Is it wrong to think that?
I'm sure the kids are calling up saying, hey, coach, you're staying, right? Absolutely.
Yep.
Woo, quack, quack, quack. Hey, you know me. I haven't made a duck.
No one's made me an offer yet, that kind of thing. And then
it's all rumors.
See you later.
My intention at this point in time, right now, as we sit, is to be the coach of the Oregon Ducks.
And our intention is to slap you next with Gresham Fourier.
WEEI. New England's
sports original. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go. Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 7 minutes, we will talk combat sports and fun, believe it or not.
Combat sports and fun.
And fun. Wow. Have you watched Power Slap?
Yes, I have, because you introduced it to me.
All right, so last week was the first week of the Power Slap League that airs on the Turner family of networks, the whole Warner Brothers Discovery group. And right after AEW Wrestling, they have Power Slap, which is Dana White's new startup league.
Very controversial.
Like, well, yeah, because some people didn't do their homework. And you're also seeing people getting just cranked in the face and passing out and stuff like that, right? First episode, 296,000 viewers. This one, 2 days ago, 416,000 viewers. So the buzz, while bad, has been good for ratings.
Not surprised.
Do you like the show? Will you continue to watch?
Here's the thing. It's like I have a thing where I get real uncomfortable when I see, like, there's a couple Twitter sites where, like, they only show people falling, like getting hurt, like falling downstairs, tripping, and it's really uncomfortable for me. So I never watch it. For some reason, I still follow them. This is the same type of feeling because it just looks so unsafe. Like, there's no real, like, I know there's rules and regulations to it, but nobody follows them. So when they when they slap them, they knock them out.
Oh, well, that's a part of the deal.
Because they hit them in the temple. It's almost like an open-handed punch is what it feels like to me. I feel like they need to tighten up the rules is all.
Well,
but it is one of those, like, it's like a rubbernecking situation for me where I get stuck in traffic and I just can't help but look.
Landman, you all in on Power Slap?
I wouldn't say I'm all in, but it definitely caught my attention on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
which caused me to say, like, oh, wow, I knew Dana White was doing it. I knew it was becoming a TV show. So when I saw a couple things on Instagram, I'm like, all right, let me set the DVR for it. Will I be in front of my TV as it's airing live?
Never.
No.
I'm
going to
look
never
at my
will.
DVR. I'm going to check my DVR and be like, oh, I recorded Slap Fight. Or Slap, whatever it's called, and I'll get in and I'll watch it.
Yeah, the Power Slap
Power
League.
Slap.
Yeah.
There it is, Power Slap. I'll see it on my DVR, and I'm like, all right, let's skim through this and see what the hype's about.
Because, like, AEW Wrestling, I'll record that knowing I can zip through the commercials and some of the stuff, like, I don't want to
right,
see.
Skip storylines
like
and stuff.
Like Young Bucks match or
but yeah,
whatever.
No, this is this
Terp,
is
have you seen Power Slap?
I enjoy seeing the videos on the Instagram feed, to be honest. I love seeing the videos.
Because
people are sickos. Like, why would you want to do that?
Yeah, I'm so fascinated by it. I think 25-year-old me'd be all in on this. Just all in.
Oh, yeah. 25,
and
yeah.
And wanting to do it, all that
and
kind
you
of
would
stuff.
And you would be the big guy that got knocked out because
fine.
Someone... I know, but I like the idea. I like the idea, but I hate the rules, and I hate the way I feel like they need to tighten up the way they're allowed to slap. Because if you just said, "Hey, let's go punch for punch," and I go first, I know I'm gonna win. So the contest is over at the start with the coin toss. Like, whoever gets to go first is going to win.
Confident.
What if I bopped you right in the nose, made your eyes water?
No, but if you hit the person in the right spot, which I think most boxers and fighters would know, like a certain areas where you're gonna go dark, I feel like it wouldn't matter how big you are. A little guy, and they shouldn't have like weight classes, because the littlest guy can knock out the biggest guy if they hit him in the right spot.
George Foreman Fourier over here breaking it all down.
I'm not
on
a fighter. I'm just saying that you've seen him. Go look at him. The guy some guys will literally haul off. And just punch these dudes.
Yeah,
dudes. And they're frozen.
The Russian guys, like, know what they're doing and all this. Well, that also does lead us to the signature weekend in WWE. Saturday night, tomorrow night, the road to WrestleMania begins with the Royal Rumble. Now, I know Foyer ain't a wrestling guy. And Terp, you're generally aware, but mainly out. But Billy... Like Royal Rumble weekend, man. It is, meaning the Terp doesn't like consume it the way Billy and I do, where we're like making picks for the Royal Rumble. So, Billy, who's going to win the Royal Rumble?
I'm taking The Rock.
Oh, you think The Rock is in?
Even though
there were rumblings online that The Rock told WWE he couldn't do the main event at WrestleMania.
And that's the reason why I'm picking him.
There you go. Good for you.
Too many storylines saying, hey, I'm not going to be ready. Hey, my schedule doesn't allow it. Hey, I'm not in shape. So I think it's the classic WWE decoy where people think, like, oh, he's not here. And then when his music hits at number 30, the place loses their mind because WWE's main goal the past few years is getting a good shot of crowd reaction.
You know, that's a good call. I wonder if Stone Cold ends
People
up getting
would lose
thrown.
Their mind
they
if they
would.
Heard that
You're right. But then someone else walked out. See, that'd be the move, really, even though it's an MJF
deal. The thing
deal.
Is, too, it's tough with wrestling. Like, we know it's planned out and all that stuff. With the internet, there's just so many leaks on information now that a true surprise doesn't really exist anymore.
It's really tough. Who's winning the fight? Did you know there was a women's Royal Rumble as well? 30 women go in, one gets to leave and have a chance at the title.
But I've seen some of the women who are wrestling.
Oh, really? Have you seen?
Well, you showed me one yesterday.
Can you? Oh, I did. Yes.
Yes.
Tiffany. I showed him Tiffany Stratton. Hold on.
Oy vey.
Google.
Okay.
Google Rhea Ripley. R-H-E-A Ripley. And then, Billy, who's going to win the Rumble, the
That's
Women's
my
Rumble?
Pick. Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of with you. They need to push her a little bit. Rhea Ripley is, wow.
Like,
Rhea, yeah, but as a pro wrestler, she is badass, dude.
Mm.
Rhea Ripley's winning the Rumble, and I'm going Cody Rhodes to win the Men's Rumble. Now, by Gross. The way, WWE, I know Billy doesn't like it. We were talking about it before the show. Just quickly, though, Fourier, the WWE announced their NIL signees.
Oh, really?
For them, they call it Next in Line. And one of the females who signed is Justin Fields of the Chicago Bears. His sister, who plays softball at Georgia, signed on for one of those next-in-line deals at WWE.
Really?
So let me just ask you this.
Huh.
You know very little about pro wrestling.
Nope. Don't know anything.
Guys can make a ton of money. You can also get hurt real bad.
Mm-hmm.
However, if your son gets down to Colorado and he says to you, Dad, forget my Barstool NIL. I'm signing with WWE. Would you co-sign?
No, I would not.
Really?
No, it's no. I think I told you this. No, my oldest daughter was
you out of it.
My
so
oldest
quick.
Daughter. Well, wait. Does that mean you have to wrestle?
No. Yeah, it means like if you sign one of their next in line NIL deals, it means you're going to the NXT.
No.
You're learning to train, all that kind of stuff. Is your kid verbal? Like, meaning, is he a good talker?
No, he's quiet. So he wouldn't be the guy. It would be my oldest daughter who actually talked about doing it.
Go.
She was one, and then she's kind of, she could be built for it.
They
like, she trains the right way.
They love the kids of former athletes. She'd have an in. Be like, oh, my dad
she
played
told
in the
me,
NFL.
My nephew was dating a girl who was like this beauty queen and then became like this fitness instructor. And then she went down to Florida to train.
They do a tryout sometimes,
So she was supposed to be there for like 4 months. She lasted like a week.
And was like, oh, it's too tough.
It's too much.
You either love it or you don't.
Like, so
Billy and I were talking about, you're on the road a lot, but if you make it to the WWE main roster and you're a player.
Sure.
You're making, I mean, you know, if you're in the main event of WrestleMania, that's $1 million night for some people.
Listen, if you're young and you don't have anything else going on, hell yeah, go down to Florida and work out for a living.
See, you could
not
been,
be, what's better than that?
You would have been a great wrestler.
I think I would have. I think there could be something there. Absolutely.
Because you can talk.
Listen, I always start trying to figure what would be my thing.
No, you would just all you have to do is
thing.
You went to the NFL. All you'd have to do is be
oh,
you.
Really? And what's
except
the other...
except turned it up to 10. You know how when you wanted the music played when you were walking down the hall because you actually made it here at 9 o'clock, right? Crank that arrogance up 8:53. See, but crank that arrogance up to 10. You'd have been great.
Yeah,
you could have had like a 10-year run before your body would have completely fallen apart from the NFL
Here's the
wrestling.
Thing. I want nothing to do. When I think about like the injuries in football, which I think for the most part are controlled in a way, I would actually be more nervous about my kids wrestling than I would playing football. Like all day long. I would be more nervous about the injuries in that than I would football. Wrong? Why don't tell me.
I mean, they're going to get hurt wrestling.
You're going to get hurt.
But
yeah.
It's a little more
But you also get hurt playing football, too.
No, that's the thing. I'm saying the freak accidents in wrestling compared to, you know, it's a little more choreographed than a live-action football
You
team.
Can work safe. You can make it sound real. Like, there are safe places to hit people. Power Slap League wouldn't work in WWE. But if you know where to hit someone in the chest or in the arm or you do the thigh slap, you know how to kind of amp it up a little bit to where it looks better. Here's the thing they teach pro wrestlers, and this is the thing to miss. You know what they tell you to do to learn how to throw what they call a working punch? Punch a wall and not hurt your hand. That's how you learn to throw the pro wrestling punch so you don't get potatoed. And if you want to watch a good one, because I know we got to go.
Nerds.
You want to see a real, you want to see where it got real? Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman. This guy, he was a one of the world's strongest men. This guy, Braun Strowman, he hit Brock Lesnar with a real knee. And Brock Lesnar's kind of on the ground. The first thing Lesnar did was jab him in the ribs and gave him a live round to the face. Like, dude, don't work stiff. I'll show you stiff. He MMA'd him for about 30 seconds, and the big man was like, oh. He crumbled him. It was
pretty
cool.
Well, I will give you this real quickly. The only wrestler I really knew, remember Van Vader?
The great Leon White. Yeah. He played at Colorado, right? And then he was wrestled in the AWA.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he went to Japan and made a ton of money. He became Big Van Vader.
Yep.
And then he became But he became a guy in the WWF known for never washing his gear. So I can understand why you would know him.
Nerds.
Guy who hasn't taken a shower in 3 days.
Yeah, no, that's the only guy because he used to come back and he would work out. It would be Max Day. And, you know, Van would just, he'd kind of roll in and he'd just hang out. He'd be warming up. And it would be Max Day, and these guys were, like, maxing out, like, a one rep max of, like, call it 400. And it's, like, everybody's around, yeah, you could do it, you could do it. And sure enough, he'd just, like, he'd want to slide in between because the weight was already on there. He'd just hold on real quick, and then everybody would kind of look at him, like, what the hell's going on? And then someone would get behind him to, like, lift the weight up, and he'd be doing it, hold on real quick. And he would just kind of lift it off and just, you know, he'd be talking. He's like, yeah, and he would rep out 10, no problem. Flick it back, and then he'd go and wait for them to. And it was amazing that here are these humongous linemen just losing their mind trying to push like 400 pounds off their chest. And here comes Vader using it as a 10 rep warm up.
It's insane.
10 rep warm up.
There was
like it was nobody's business.
There's a group of guys in the 90s in WWE where they'd go into the gym, and if you weren't starting at 315 and repping 500, they kicked you out of the group.
Oh, yeah. That's the kind of strength that,
weird.
Like that makes your spine
Simmons
hurt.
Ron Simmons and people like that who almost won the freaking Heisman Trophy when they played at Florida State. Championship weekend in the NFL. We'll break down them next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.